Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
That quickeneth. The flesh profited nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. John 6:63. Listen to the word of life with Reverend Steve Mensah of the Charismatic Evangelistic Ministry as he teaches the word of God with simplicity, passion, and understanding.
And now, the Reverend Steve Mensah.
I want to speak on the topic, on the theme for our conference. And the title of my message this morning is, Here Am I, Lord, Send Me. I'm preaching my version of the theme. Here Am I, Lord, Send Me. And I want you to turn with me for my text in the book of Romans, chapter 10. The book of Romans, chapter 10. And I want to give your indulgence to turn to it. The book of Romans, chapter number 10, and I'm reading from verse number 11 to the verse number 18. Romans chapter 10, and I'm reading from the verse number 11. The verse 11 says, For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. Say amen. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For the same Lord over all, wherever you are, is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. Say amen. How then shall they call upon him whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how can the preacher also preach when he is not sent? Say amen. It means that we must send the preacher so the people can hear and believe and repent. And I see somebody here saying, Here am I, Lord, send me to my family, to my village, to my workers, to my boss, to my relatives, to my smoking friends. Send me, Lord. Say amen. Hallelujah. And the book of Isaiah, chapter 6, verse 8, look at what Isaiah the prophet said. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me. We are saying, See, here we are, send us. Into the byways, into the towns, into the cities, into the villages, into the rural world. Send us. Anytime you contribute towards outreach, you are sending the preacher. Anytime you give towards the gospel, you are sending the preacher. It is impossible for all of us here to sit in a bus to go and preach. But there are people who are saying, here am I, Lord, send me. And how can the person go when he is not sent? I see you sending. Say amen. You're not a preacher, you're not an evangelist, you are just a businessman, you are a worker, you are a secretary, you are an accountant, and you are part of the ministry, you are part of the vision. And beloved, since you can't go, you are sending the preachers. Say, I hear you, Pastor. John 3:16, look at it again. John chapter 3, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Verse 17, for God sent not his own son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So Jesus was sent by God. It is the reason you are seated here. If God hadn't sent his son, you would not have been saved. You would have died in your sins. But he sent his son. And that is why we are here today. To come and die for the propitiation of our sins. To come and die for the remission of our bad behaviors. Say amen. Look at John 17:18. Jesus now talking to the disciples after he was sent from the Father. He said, "As this was Jesus' prayer, as thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world." So God sent his son, and he is in turn sending us. Sending us. Say, I hear you, Pastor. John 20:19-22, look at what he said. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, "Peace be unto you." And when he had so said, he showed unto them his hands, his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus unto them, "Peace be unto you. As my Father has sent me, even so send I you." As the Father has sent me to come and die a shameful, disgraceful, and a painful death, so send I you. Look at the next verse. He said, and when he has said this, he breathed upon them and said unto them, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained." It means he sent us with the power, with the authority to forgive the sins of the people. And how can the people go to the unbelieving world and ask them to repent when the preacher is not sent? We have to continually send the preacher. It is lack of sending the gospel to certain people. That is how come demons are now influencing the decision making of leaders around the world. It is lack of preachers into into parliament, legislation houses, and opinion leaders. Because they don't have the gospel, Satan has filled their hearts with foolishness. It's because of lack of the gospel. That is why somebody can look at the Bible and turn the Bible upside down and say two men can marry and it's okay. It's lack of the gospel. It is because they don't have the scriptures. A preacher hasn't preached to them. They have kicked God out of the schools, out of everywhere. So because there is no vacuum in the heart of a man, Satan has filled the heart of people. Say amen. Are you there? Yeah. That is why somebody can sit and they say, it is normal that a girl and a girl can marry. And a guy and a guy, and they can have a baby, and the baby will look at the guy and call the guy mommy, and call his one daddy. The child already growing is confused because he sees a guy and he calls the guy mommy and calls this guy daddy. Are you in the house? And very soon, and it has moved on from country to country, Ireland, US, Mozambique. Very soon, it will also come here. And they will tell us that two guys can walk this aisle and come and stand here. And I will take a scripture and said, what the Lord has put together is foolishness. People, what the Lord has put together. When was the last time the Lord put men and men together? It will not happen. And after we are dead and gone, and the preacher who takes over from us allows it, we shall resurrect and come back here and appear and stop that abominable act and die again. If you are here, and you are gay, I love you. Shake your hand, I embrace you. And if you want to marry another guy, this church will not recognize your marriage. You can go and marry in the US. And even if they pass the law, I reverence the means, as long as I remain general overseer of this church, it will not happen. Are you there? Since when? Say hallelujah. As the Father has sent me, so send I. Because of this sending, missionaries from Switzerland, the Basel missionaries from Germany, from Denmark, from the Britain, from the Americas, came on our shores when we were described as the dark continent of the world. When our fathers and mothers were worshipping trees and idols. When our fathers were worshipping rivers and didn't know their left from their right and worshipping God. Then these missionaries brought us the gospel. They stayed here. They showed their wares. They traveled several weeks, several months, and came here, lived here, and died here, preaching the gospel to us. We still have their tombstones. Arrival 1846 and died 1896. Husband, wife, and daughter lay to rest. They brought the gospel here. They were bitten by mosquitoes and died here. So the gospel can come to us. The Presbyterians, the Methodists, the Catholics, and all the other churches that sprung up many years ago, missionaries were sent to us. They lived here, preached the gospel, and died here. That's how come light came to us. Now the missionaries are no more coming to preach the gospel. They are coming for our oil. our businesses, our gold, and everything, mobile phones, all of them. This is their new assignment. So we have to preach to our own people. We have to go into our world and preach the gospel to our people. And we must never lose this fact. Otherwise, the church loses her relevance. We lose the reason God set us up. We are happy here. If you go outside, you'll be surprised. All kinds of cars. All the way down there, all the way there. We are blessed. Businesses, accountants, lawyers, doctors, market women, nicely dressed with Gucci perfume and everything. There are others also who are living in poverty and in darkness. And we must carry the gospel. The white man is not coming to do it anymore. Anytime you see a white man landing at Kotoka, he's coming for business. And it's okay if you come for business. But just to remind you, they are not coming to preach the gospel anymore. They themselves have not the gospel. So we are going back to preach to them a message they want preached to us. They came and perished here. We thank God for the early missionaries. They died here preaching the gospel. A family arrived and they were bitten by mosquitoes. They couldn't handle malaria. They died here and they sent more missionaries. And they died and they sent more missionaries. Until our fathers and mothers turned from their idol worship to Christ. And build churches and schools. And build churches and schools across the country. And still building. Are you there? As the Father has sent me, so send I. That is why if you are here and you have a heart to preach the gospel, join the outreach department. Join the team that is going, because God is still looking for missionaries. Amen. Because after several years of the gospel coming to this country, still some of our people are still living in darkness. Some of our fathers, some of our mothers are still living in darkness. So now, we cannot look towards the West. We cannot look towards the white people, to Europeans to come here, to come and preach to us anymore. We must now pick our Bibles and move into our rural world and preach the gospel. I see you preaching the gospel. Some of you, your boyfriend, they are not saved. Your boyfriend is not saved. Your boyfriend is still smoking and drinking and doing bad things. You come to church, but your girl doesn't come to church. Some of you, your parents are not saved. Your sister, you are the one born again, but your four sisters are not born again. You must preach to them. Otherwise, when they die in their sins, they will go to hell. They will go to hell. Your father is still not saved. Your mother is still not saved. Your younger brothers are still not saved. It is not enough for you to be saved out of the whole seven brothers and sisters. And others are not saved. If you go to heaven, you will see your other six brothers and sisters in hell. And they will give you the opportunity to part the curtains, and you will see them perishing. And they will say, "How come you are there and we are here?" And you will say, "Well, I gave my life to Christ, I went to church and I did my best. But you guys, but why didn't you tell us? Why didn't you tell us?" The shame that will come upon you, it's better if you were in hell yourself. Because you knew the truth and you never spoke the truth. Preach the gospel to your sister so that he is a witness of what Christ has said concerning his life. He is a witness that the Lord will testify against you if you don't give your life to Christ today. I have done my best to preach to you, my daddy. Preach to your father who is 95 years. Is by the grace he's still alive. Preach to him before he dies. When you who know the truth do not speak the truth, the Bible said their blood will I require of thee. Because you saw the sword coming, but you didn't want the people. As the Father have sent me, so send I you. Are you in church? You have gone somewhere. Because you are not. Well, look at your face as if I should stop preaching. But I'm not going to stop preaching. Your sisters are not saved. You are walking with an unbelieving boyfriend who is sleeping with you, but you are not converting him. Then what you guys are doing is called fornication. And fornicators won't go to heaven, including you yourself. Do you know you can be in this church saved and still not make it to heaven? If you dabble in sin and live in it and glorify sin, you don't make it to heaven. There is a heaven we are going, you know. I said there is a heaven we are going. In case some people are joking with it, there is a heaven. So it is better for you to repent of your own sins and cut certain things off. Cut it off. Because it will send you to hell. You will perish in hell. You will burn in hell. And I don't want to say that Pastor didn't tell me. I am saying it to you as a witness. If you commit adultery, you commit fornication, you practice incest, bestiality. Bestiality is somebody having sex with animals. I will let them show you a video on YouTube. A dog having sex with a woman. Very soon they will tell us that. I want to marry my dog. That's what it means. I want to marry my dog. I want to marry my dog. I love it. I love the dog. The dog was kissing the owner. The owner was kissing. They were doing a lot of wild things on YouTube. They also come and said, this is our right. You must marry. Animal right. Are you there? The preaching of the gospel will turn the hearts of people around. Say, I hear you, Pastor. The Bible said in the book of Jonah, chapter 1, the Bible said, now the word of the Lord came unto Jonah, the son of Amittai, saying, arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and cry against it, for their wickedness is come up before me. But Jonah rose up to flee unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord, and went down to Joppa, and he found a ship going to Tarshish. So he paid the fare thereof and went down to it to go with them unto Tarshish from the presence of the Lord. But the Lord sent out a great wind into the sea, and there was a mighty tempest in the sea, so that the ship was like to be broken. Then the mariners were afraid and cried every man unto his God and cast forth words that were in the ship in the sea to lighten of them. But Jonah was gone down into the sides of the ship, and he lay and was fast asleep. So the shipmaster came to him and said unto him, what meanest thou, O sleeper? Arise, call upon thy God, if so be that God will think upon us, that we perish not. And they said every man to his fellow, come, let us cast lots, and that we may find for whose cause this evil is upon us. So they cast lot, and the lot fell on Jonah. Then said they unto him, tell us, we pray thee, for whose cause this evil is upon us? What is thy occupation? Whence comest thou? What is thy country? And what people art thou? And he said unto them, I'm an Hebrew, and I fear the Lord thy God of heaven, which hath made the sea and the dry land. Then were the men exceedingly afraid, and said unto him, why hast thou done this? For the men knew that he fled from the presence of the Lord, because he had told them. Then said they unto him, what shall we do unto thee? The sea may become unto us. For the sea wrought and was tempestuous. And he said unto them, take me up and cast me forth into the sea. So shall the sea become unto you. For I know that for my sake this great tempest is upon you. Nevertheless, the men rowed hard to bring it to the land, but they could not, for the sea wrought and was tempestuous against them. Wherefore they cried unto the Lord and said, we beseech thee, O Lord, we beseech thee, let us not perish for this man's life, and lay not upon us innocent blood, for thou, O Lord, hast done it as it pleased thee. So they took up Jonah, cast him forth into the sea, and the sea ceased from a raging, and the men feared the Lord exceedingly, and offered their sacrifice unto the Lord, and made vows. Now the Lord had prepared a great fish, swallowed up Jonah, and Jonah was in the belly of that fish 3 days and three nights. Say hallelujah. Just for the sake of the Ninevites, who were about to perish, the Lord sent a preacher, and the preacher didn't want to go. And for his sake, the Lord roughed up the sea and was about to topple the whole ship just because he wanted some people to hear the gospel. Just for that, he was prepared to do anything. Shook the sea until Jonah recognized that he was the reason for this great tempest. They threw him overboard and the fish swallowed him. In the belly of the whale, he cried unto the Lord. Salvation is of the Lord. I will pay that which I have vowed. It means he vowed to be a prophet unto God and to speak his word. And because he refused. That is why, brother, look, we have been called as preachers to preach. Whether we are innocent or guilty or what we are saying, we are preaching it. My wife was telling me the other day that sometimes when she prepares the marriage coat, and the Lord gives it to her. She's saying that I seven and can equip me and gather. But they said, the Lord said, go say it. Or I'll look for somebody else to say it. It happens to all preachers. Sometimes we are preaching. Whether that some portions of the preaching is for you yourself. Now you gotta preach it. Every preacher goes through that. You're talking about prayerlessness, meanwhile you're not praying. Because some of you eat too much, meanwhile you are gluttony. So if you are roaming around, you the preacher is preaching, but brother, it behooves you to preach what God has put in your mouth. For you shall be held accountable for not preaching what you ought to preach. Are you there? Swallow him up. And when Jonah said, I will pay that which I have vowed, then the Lord commanded the fish to vomit Jonah. Look at the next verse. Next verse. And the Lord spake unto the fish, and the fish vomited out of Jonah upon the dry ground. Look at the next verse. And the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, arise, go unto Nineveh, that great city, and preach unto it the preaching that I bid thee. Lord is concerned about people who are perishing. The Lord had his bidding upon those who haven't heard the gospel. And you, Jonah, wanted to toy with the lives of people. Because according to God's law, if they don't repent, he will crush them. He will cause them to perish. But if they repent, he will change his mind. So he went a day's journey, preaching. In 40 days, Nineveh shall be no more. In 40 days, God will destroy this city. In 40 days, if you don't repent, your city will be destroyed. And when the king heard He made a proclamation to all mankind, animals, beasts, anything that is walking, everybody, put sackcloth on your head, sit in ashes, tear your clothes, repent of every sin. Who can tell if God will repent of the evil that is coming upon the land? And the whole nation of Nineveh fasted for 3 days, crying upon God. And your Bible said, and God repented of the evil that he was bringing upon the Ninevites. It means if they hear, they will repent. So preach to your boss. He will sack you. He said, did I bring you here to come and work or to be a preacher? If I want to hear a sermon, I will go to church. Go to work or I'll sack you from here. But you see, the word is like a seed. He will go and sleep, but he will still be thinking of what you said. Before long, somewhere where you are not there, you'll give his life to Christ. I remember the first time my elder brother Charles came to preach the gospel to me. When he came, I said, but what's wrong with you? You are coming to preach to me. But you are my brother. You know I go to church. How can I come and tell you that? He said, he wants me to be born again. He wants me to go to some all night. I said, where? I pray. I have my rosary. I go to confession. So what's the problem? He said, me, I should just come. I said, come where? I don't understand you. I'm busy, I can't come. He left. Came again the following week. That I should go with him. I said, my friend, why do you want me to follow you? Do I look like a non-believer? Mommy, my elder brother, is he here? He's always sits here. Upstairs, where is he? My other brother. Somewhere. Get up, so that my people will see. He came again. I sacked him from my house. Shoot, I'm going to waste my time. Then I went and told Stanley, can you hear the nonsense that Charles came here to say? He said, what nonsense is that? He said, I should follow him. Then I said mass, I raise my rosary, I do everything. He said, I should go. I'm not going anywhere. Will you go? He said, I'm also not going anywhere. But I thank God for my other brother. He came again the third time. I said, this thing is going to be a harassment. So what I will do is that I will go to this his all night once to make him happy. Afterwards, I said, if I follow you to that all night, vow to me that you will appear in this house again. He said, I won't come again. I went and called. No, I think I went first. Then when I went to the place, first of all, when I got to the first thing is that everybody was happy, shaking hands with everybody. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. So they said, praise the Lord. I said, yeah, yeah. Praise the Lord. I said, yeah. Praise the Lord. Welcome, my brother. Yeah. Then he was saying that this is his brother. And then everybody was happy. I could see that everybody was genuinely happy, but I was not. I could see it. I was pretending to be happy, but I was not happy. Then there were songs. You know, until then, I was in hymns. Worship, praise, dancing. You know, we don't want to dance. We don't dance. Hey! Then this preacher, where I can still remember, black trousers, white shirt, a batakari, and a tie. He came shaking his hands. I said, eh? Why is his hand shaking? Preach! I said, wow, what a preacher. He made a tackle. I can't remember how I moved from my seat to the altar call. If I realized I was there. Oh, after I received Christ, something nice fell into my spirit. I came back. I told Sam, Charlie, the place is okay. He said, hey, has he converted you? I said, the place is bad. So he followed me the following Friday. We went. Oh, I was happy all over the place, shaking hands. I said, this is my team brother. This is my team brother. Oh, after the preaching, he went for it, and I went for it with him again. To accept Christ. Brother, that was the beginning of our lives with Christ. Because my elder brother came and came persistently. I sacked him. He came again. So when your sister sacks you, go again. Preach. For when they hear, they will repent. When they hear, they will repent. You see, the gospel, that is why Paul said, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for the gospel itself is the power of God unto salvation to them that believe. The gospel itself is there. You don't have to add anything, just preach the gospel. And the gospel itself is power unto them that will hear. Say amen. That is why the woman at Samaria, when she met Jesus and Jesus mesmerized her with the word of knowledge, the Bible said she left her water pot at the well and went to the cities and preached unto the men. A woman without anointing. A woman who have never been to school of evangelism. Never made notes. One woman turned the whole of city of Samaria. May you be that woman. She went preaching everywhere. And that is our mandate. That is our calling. If you have joined this church, that is our ministry. Preaching. Charismatic evangelistic ministry. From the beginning. And we have been preaching. We have lost count of the places we have been to. We have lost count of the thousands, hundreds of thousands of souls. And we have added more to the preaching. We feed the hungry. Clothe the naked. And free medical care to those who are bound. Deliverance and healings and miracles, which is all part of the gospel. May you send us. May you never stop sending. Any time you give to the Christ of the Royal World, those of you who are partners today, we are going to look out for more partners. More partners will be needed. Some of you are giving 10 cedis a month, 20 cedis a month, 50 cedis a month, 100. We need more partners. When we started, we used to have about 40,000 or so per month. Now it has reduced to about 5,000, which means that a lot of people have backslidden in their monthly contribution, including myself. Because I've stopped giving. I always forget. But let's all revive our giving to Christ, to the royal world. Because by giving, you are sending. 800 of us, 805 of us are going to Techiman to preach the gospel. Pastor Matthew Ashimolo, for the first time, is joining us to Techiman with his team from London. He said, Reverend Steve, I have been seeing your pictures. I've watched your videos. This time around, I want to be part of the crusade. I want to preach at where you are preaching. He's coming with a contingent, you see. There are coming people from Ukraine, Russia, from Togo, from Nigeria, from Cameroon, Tanzania, and other Ivory Coast. People are flying from other nations to join us to Techima. I see you sending us. Today I'm going to hold envelopes in my hand. And I want you to send 800 of us. You may not go by senders. I hope every 800 people are going. Send us. Send us. You may not go to preach, but as we stand on that platform and we are preaching, whatever crown Jesus will give us, we are sharing the same crown with you. For you who sent us. 800 people are going to Techima. The other day, I was sitting here with three doctors from Kolebu. These are surgeons. Those of you who watched the Jirapa DVD, you saw some say now they have officially come to partner with us. So that whilst we are preaching, casting out devils, working miracles, then they will be taking care of goiters, hernias, and things, and last, fibroid, things that miracles. And things that, you see, when we are preaching the gospel, it is not everybody who is believing God for a miracle. Some people don't even come to the crusade at all. But we want to extend the love of God to those who are on the grounds, those who are at home, those who are bedridden with goiters, hernias, clefts, and things that need surgery. God has also anointed doctors with skills on their hands to perform surgeries. And I was sick, he took care of me. He had taken care of sick people. 805 people, 805 people are going to the gym. You send us. And as you send us, you are fulfilling the Great Commission. God bless you. I love you all.
We invite you to worship with us this and every Sunday at the Charismatic Evangelistic Ministry, Rehoboth Temple, North Legon. Our first service begins at 7 to 9:30 a.m. and second service 9:30 to 11 a.m. Our midweek teaching service every Wednesday 6 to 8 p.m. Prophetic Encounter, Thursdays 9 to 12 noon. Hours of Prayer, every Friday 6 to.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For enquiries, please call +233 26 767 6055, +233 26 767 6055, or send an email to info@godswordforus.com, info@godswordforus.com.